Movie makers are still trying to find out if virtual reality works for movies. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. The Tribeca Film Festival is happening in New York City, and this year it features more than 30 virtual reality movies slash experiences for both movie fans and future VR filmmakers to check out. Virtual reality films are becoming a bit of a festival mainstay since Oculus brought its first production to Sundance back in 2015. But VR movies still aren't anywhere near the mainstream. Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes went to the Tribeca Film Festival to see how some filmmakers still believe in the magic of VR.
Watching a movie in virtual reality involves a lot of stuff.
You're going to get the headset. When you want to adjust it, you just move it up and down.
Camila Marte is stationed outside the VR film The Key at the Tribeca Film Festival. Audience members go in one at a time. They stand in a small dark room, but they're not alone.
There is a live actor at all times inside of the room with you. They might touch you just for safety reasons to keep you away from the walls.
You might run into walls because when you're in the film, you can't see the real world. You're truly immersed, and the characters are prompting you to walk around with them.
I want to remember where the key comes from and what it means. Maybe you can help me.
I think VR is an incredible medium to create memories.
Celine Tricart is the director of The Key, which is meant to convey, in sort of a dreamlike way, what it's like to be a refugee.
We want people to feel like they've lived through the journey themselves.
But Tricart believes that for VR to take off, the headsets have to get cheaper and people have to, well, want to put them on.
People are a little bit afraid of the tech. My parents, for example, it was like, and I really had to work, like, I was very insistent, like, you need to learn it.
Tribeca offers VR as part of its immersive film track. Lauren Hammonds is a festival curator.
Festivals play an important part in the ecosystem of launching this work. So the idea of LBE, or location-based entertainment, is so important to getting audiences, getting eyes on this work.
Think of it as part of a long tradition of getting audiences used to innovations in film. Like when Thomas Edison's movie, The Great Train Robbery, came out in 1903, motion pictures were very new. And film historian Mark Wanamaker describes how one audience member reacted to an actor breaking the fourth wall.
George Barnes, who was the star of The Great Train Robbery, turns toward the audience, pulls his gun, looks at the audience, and pulls the trigger.
And then someone in the audience stood up and shot back. But it didn't matter. That movie, it ended up being a hit. VR, still waiting for its blockbuster.
That's Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes. We'll see if any studio deals come out of Tribeca, but last year at Sundance, a VR distribution company bought a three-part virtual reality space series for $1.4 million and later released it for Oculus. So there's some money out there. And now for some related links. There's an interesting piece in Wired about the Tribeca Festival and these big immersive installations they're trying out this year with the live actors, like Stephanie mentioned. It suggests that maybe the future for VR movies is actually more like a museum piece, a real world experience where you enter a virtual world instead of entering a virtual world alone in your basement with a $500 headset. Which is all very interesting, but it also shows you just how far away we are from figuring out how this medium is supposed to work. Wired also has a story from earlier this month about not mixing weed and virtual reality, which seems like a good PSA. You'll find both of those links at our website, marketplacetech.org. And look, it might feel like VR is a slow roller, but I found a research report in The Motley Fool Tuesday that said it generated $3.6 billion as an industry in 2018. Superdata Research estimates that number could be $16 billion by 2022. So yeah, companies are still at it. In fact, Facebook announced Tuesday that it's releasing its standalone Oculus headset, the Oculus Quest, on May 21st. The Quest needs no computer or game console to operate, It costs $400 and it will launch with over 50 games. Maybe this will be the one. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.